Why have I asked my electrician I found on Angie.com to bury my pet hamster Nibbles in our yard for me? Because I was so moved by how carefully he buried my electrical wires, I knew I could trust him to bury my sweet Nibbles after his untimely end. Huh, Nibbles. Gone too soon. May he scurry in peace.
Hey, sorry about your pet, but I just wire stuff.
Nibbles would have loved you like a brother.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
The pressure on data centers has never been greater. Whether you're expanding capacity, supporting AI workloads, or building new facilities, Graybar works alongside you with the solutions, specialists, and logistics expertise you need today. We help you power performance every step of the way, so your operation is ready now. Yep, Graybar does that.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
An Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app.
In this world, there's one man who refuses to follow the script.
We have rules here, you know that. And if you don't follow the rules, then what are we?
One man stands tall in the face of adversity.
But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward.
A man who rises above the ashes of hot takes.
What do you care what they say?
Easy for you to say they will love you.
It's just noise, man. You're really good at it. You might be great.
That man is Nick Kostos. And this is You Better You Bet.
If loving sports is wrong, I don't want to be right.
Where narratives are challenged and the truth is spoken.
I told you what was going to happen last week. If you didn't listen, that's on you.
This isn't talk, it's perspective.
It's not what you look at that matters, it's what you see.
This is You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on Westwood One Sports.
What's up, everybody? Happy and merry. Terrific. Sports Tuesday to you and yours. This is You Better You Bet with Nick Kostos on Westwood One Sports as we bring you the fastest show in all of sports. The show presented today and always by BetMGM. Make it legendary by downloading the BetMGM app and visiting BetMGM.com. And on this Tuesday morning, the world of sports is alive. And we are going to get to all the big stories, including how Victor Wembanyama cost the San Antonio Spurs game one of their playoff series last night against the Minnesota Timberwolves. I'm going to tell everybody the two baseball teams left for dead that might be pulling Lazarus acts in the not-so-distant future. And I will also reveal the quarterback in the National Football League that every Super Bowl contender that needs a viable backup needs to be trading for. And it is a name that all of you will know. Our bets for tonight will close the show after yours truly won 4-1 last night. The only loser, those Philadelphia Flyers, up 2-0 against the Carolina Hurricanes. And of course, lose 3-2 in overtime. Feels like they done in that series, down 2-0 against the Canes, who have yet to lose in this NHL postseason. Otherwise, a clean sweep of the board for yours truly. We will attempt to do it all again tonight. And I have bets on both NBA playoff games and the lone game in the Stanley Cup playoffs tonight. That is game two of Colorado and Minnesota following a 9-6 Avs win in game one. I have a bet that I absolutely love for Colorado and Minnesota. We'll give that out. plus the NBA bets, plus a baseball bet to end the show in the final hour, in the power hour. 310-840-4910 is the number. YouTube.com/@TheKostos. And you can follow me, yours truly, Nick Kostos, on all social platforms. At the Kostos, T-H-E-K-O-S-T-O-S. But we officially begin the terrific Sports Tuesday edition of You Better, You Bet, with a beatdown on Broadway. Come on. You know that I'm ecstatic this morning. I am delirious this morning. I'm gobsmacked this morning after what happened last night at Madison Square Garden. Knicks 137, Sixers 98. An absolute destruction by the Knicks of the Philadelphia 76ers in Game 1. The Knicks obviously taking a 1-0 series lead in this Eastern Conference semifinal, best of seven. And in doing so, in winning the game by that margin last night, the New York Knicks, these New York Knicks, who not that long ago trailed 2-1 to the Atlanta Hawks in the first round. This Knicks team, maddeningly inconsistent over the course of the season, this New York Knicks team becomes the first team in the history of the NBA playoffs to win three straight games by 25 points or more. Think of all the great NBA teams in history that have coasted through postseasons, through playoff runs, and route to a Larry O'Brien trophy. None of them have done what the New York Knicks have done these last three, winning all by 25 points or more and dusting, obliterating, eviscerating, annihilating Joel Embiid and the Philadelphia 76ers last night. And there are unconfirmed reports. Shams hasn't said this. Brian Windhorst hasn't said it. Chris Haynes hasn't said it. But there are unconfirmed reports that the Atlanta Hawks last night after the game called the Philadelphia 76ers, slid into the DMs of the Philadelphia 76ers, like we all do with people we know. Like, if you've ever had something bad happen to you in your life, and then someone you know has had someone something bad, the same thing bad happens to them, you know what you say to them? I know what it feels like. I'm here for you. Call me if you need me. The Atlanta Hawks said to the Philadelphia 76ers, listen, we know what it's like to get destroyed by this team. We're here if you need us. Just call. We'll be on the other end to answer the phone. Before we talk about the Knicks moving forward here, you know, I always say this is a show for sports fans, by sports fans, for people that love sports like you, by people that love sports like me and the crew here on You Better You Bet. So we have to talk about this from the fan perspective because I am a Knicks fan, right? And look, I'm always going to give you this perspective from the teams I root for, whether it's good or bad, because I know you feel the same things that I do when you watch your favorite teams in the postseason, the regular season, or otherwise. And I'm watching the game last night, and I almost can't even believe what I'm watching, that they're playing this well at this elite and this high a level. And I'll try and put that in perspective in a moment. But I'm trying to like, I'm sitting there thinking last night, is there when Brunson makes the three at the end of the first half, and it is just an absolute beatdown. And there's like, I felt like the game was over at that point. I think even the most optimistic Sixers fan, the most pessimistic Knicks fan, probably felt like the game was over at that point. Here's my question for everybody, because I've experienced this in my life, not to brag, but I've experienced this in my life. Have you, the person watching, person listening, have you ever hooked up with a girl, guy, whatever, and you think that this person is so hot? And you're like, at the beginnings of this, and you're like, because I've had this, where I'm in the moment thinking, how is this happening right now? How did I find myself in this position that, like, this is happening right now to me? And I'm in this spot. This person's so hot, and I'm me. How is this happening? I can't even believe it. This is so great. That's how I felt like watching the Knicks. That's what I felt like at the hotel bar last week in Palm Beach watching Game 6 against Atlanta, up 72-22. I can't even believe what's happening. And I can't believe, I'm like, right now, and I understand, right, that the job is far from done and it can all go to hell. I understand it. But for right now, this is like the LeBron meme where he takes the picture of himself. He's so corny sometimes, right? Like, I can't believe this is my life with my favorite basketball team looking as good as the Knicks have. Now, in case we clip this for social, I want to make sure that this, what I'm about to say, the first sentence is included in the clip, right? Because they need to stick the landing. And they are very far away from sticking the landing. Like, nothing's happened yet. They won a first-round series, and they won game one of the second-round series. I am acknowledging that nothing has happened yet of any significant consequence. I know that. And I know, because I'm the one that said it yesterday. I got some blowback from Knicks fans yesterday, which was ridiculous. If they don't make the NBA Finals, I feel like the season's a disaster, and Mike Brown needs to go, and Giannis needs to be a New York Knick. So, like, I get it, right? I understand that there's still a long way to go. But with the way that they've played over this stretch, really, since they lost Game 3 to the Hawks in ridiculous fashion to fall behind 2-1 in the first round series, this is the best Knicks team of my lifetime. The best Knicks team of my lifetime. Better than 1993. The 92-93 Knicks. The team that had a 2-0 lead in the Eastern Conference Final over Michael Jordan and the Bulls. Had the one seed in the Eastern Conference that year. Up 2-0. Lose the next two in Chicago. You got the Charles Smith, 9,000 shots. Gets mugged by Horace Grant. Doesn't matter. They lose. And then they lose Game 6 because of course they do. And the Bulls would go on to three-peat beating the Phoenix Suns in the NBA Finals. This Knicks team is way better than that team. The 93 New York Knicks. They're better than the 94 Knicks, who went to the NBA Finals and lost Game 7 on the road in Houston and lost Game 6 holding a 3-2 lead. John Starks missing a three-pointer at the buzzer that would have won the Knicks the NBA Finals. Olajuwon gets a piece of it. They're better than that Knicks team. That Knicks team struggled to beat the Michael Jordan-less Chicago Bulls and probably got a little lucky against the Indiana Pacers in the conference final, if I'm being honest. And I mean, are we really going to compare this? And like, every Knicks fans love the 99 team. Obviously, the Allen Houston shot to beat the Heat in Game 5 in Round 1 in an 8-1 upset. The Larry Johnson four-point play against the Pacers in the Eastern Conference Final before they got vaporized by Tim Duncan and the Spurs in the NBA Finals. Like, everyone loves that 99 team with Houston and Sprewell and Camby. And I love them, too. This team's way better than that team. Way better. I've never seen the Knicks play this well in my life. I'm 43 years old, a month from tomorrow on June 6th. I've been watching this team since 1990. I've never seen them play this well. Never. And you want to be cute about, oh, what about Jeremy Lin? Yeah, that was pretty cool in the regular season. Carmelo had a couple of nice moments. This team is different, and it's obvious that they're different. It doesn't mean that they're going to win it all. It doesn't even mean they're going to win this series. They could choke it away. Of course they could. The Sixers are really good. But I think the point holds that this run that they've been on, and I think any Knicks fan that's been alive for any period of time can say this, unless you were around for the 70s, right? And you saw them winning championships in the early 70s. This is the best Knicks team of my lifetime. What an incredible run this has been for the New York Knicks. It's been like, these last couple games, like you're playing NBA 2K, and I think the first game that you could actually do this in was NBA Live 95, when you could actually change the like player ratings, because I would always like make myself into a shoe way taller than I am now, and give myself a 99 rating. This is like an NBA 2K, if you go into the game and you make Jalen Brunson's a 99, and Kat's a 99, and Anunoby's a 99, and last night Mikal Bridges is a 99, and you just dominate. You just dominate. It's unbelievable. I don't think that they are about to be the 2001 Lakers. I don't think that. I don't think this is the 2017 Golden State Warriors. Like in 01, the Lakers went 16-1. The only game they lost was game one of the finals to Allen Iverson and the Sixers. And I remember watching that game thinking, oh my God, this is like the Russians cut. The Sixers are going to make this happen. Iverson steps over Ty Lue. Nah, four straight against Philly to win the NBA championship for the Lakers. I don't think the Knicks are about to go on that type of run. Maybe they are. It's possible. I doubt it. And I would be really, really surprised. And the Sixers part of this conversation is really quick, right? Like, I'm being sincere. What's there to say about the Philadelphia 76ers after last night? You know, sometimes we come on the air the morning after a big game, and there's a lot to say about both teams. There's nothing to say last night about the Sixers. They got their asses kicked, right? And whether you want to attribute that to, you know, an emotional hangover from beating the Celtics two nights earlier, or a bad game plan from Nick Nurse, whatever it is, they got their asses kicked. I would expect, how about this? I don't want to use the word expect. I'm going to use the word shocked. I would be shocked, like flabbergasted, if the Sixers played like that the rest of the series. Nick Nurse is way too good of a coach. I would love it if it happened. As a Knicks fan, I would love for them to win every game by 50. It would be awesome. I doubt it happens. Like, Nick Nurse is too good a coach. I think the Sixers are too good a team. And they showed you at the very least whether they win this series or not. Like, they are a resilient team. Like, they came back from 3-1 down against the Celtics. Whether Tatum plays or not in Game 7, they won Game 7 on the road in the House of Horrors to them, known as Beantown. Like, they got the job done. I don't think the Sixers are going to lay down here and just get obliterated in the next three games. I would be shocked if that happened. And they're saying all the right things. You know, Nick Nurse has said it, talked about it in the Celtics series. Maxi parrots what Nick Nurse says, and I mean that in a good way because it's a great message, which is whether you lose by 6 or 36, it's one loss, and you move on. Now, if you're actually able to compartmentalize like that and say, you know what, it's one loss, it doesn't matter how it happens, now we move on to game two. If they're able to do that, and by the way, they were in round one against the Celtics. If they're able to do that, then yeah, it's going to be a series. Now, like, I think the Knicks are going to win. I do think the Knicks are the better team. But I don't think the Knicks are just going to sweep them and win every game by 40. Again, I would love if it happened. I'm really trying to keep things in perspective and be as grounded as I can right now. I think I'm being very fair. Because I know a lot of people, a lot of you out there, listeners and viewers, and I get it. You don't like the Knicks. You don't like Knicks fans. Hell, sometimes I don't like Knicks fans. I totally get it. And I think a lot of people, right, wrong, or indifferent, are predisposed to thinking, well, you know, Knicks fans, I always think, oh, you think your team's going to win, or you're all, you're up high, or you're down low. I think that I'm being very measured, sincerely, with the analysis here. They've been unbelievable. The ceiling is higher than the ceiling of any Knicks team of my lifetime, and also they've accomplished nothing. Fair or unfair? And that takes us to the final point here in this opening segment on this Tuesday. Before this season started, my NBA Finals prediction was Thunder Knicks and the Thunder winning the NBA championship. And you know, if you've watched or listened to the show, both on in the old time slot on the old network in 2025, or on here in the new time slot on the new network in 2026, I've never deviated from that opinion, that the NBA Finals would be Thunder over Knicks. I have said the entire season that the Knicks' upside is to go to the NBA Finals, to win the Eastern Conference. I legitimately think now, I haven't said this once since the season started. Not once. Try and find me saying it. You won't. For the first time this entire season, if you're a Knicks fan, like me, or you're just a basketball fan and you want to be honest with yourself, can the Knicks win the title? was the percent chance before the playoffs started zero for the Knicks to win the title? I believe the answer to that is yes, because I think thought when they go up against OKC, they get destroyed by the Thunder. And I think OKC is the best team. But if the Knicks play like this, and this is the effort that you get, the defensive intensity was insane in last night's game and was insane against the Hawks at the end of the series. And the fluidity on offense, and our friend Justin Termini yesterday bringing up the astute point that the offense is now running through Karl Anthony Towns, a tremendous adjustment by Mike Brown with the way the offense is playing. And Mikal Bridges is playing with confidence. You saw it last night. You could feel it. OG Anunoby looks like a first-team All-NBA player. Can the Knicks actually win the NBA championship? I actually think the answer to that question has become yes. I'm acknowledging it's not the most likely outcome. The most likely outcome is this is kind of like, and it's not apples to apples because they were the 8 seed in 99, right? But I think the most likely outcome is this is 1999 all over again. The Knicks make the finals and get trucked by the Western Conference champion. In this case, it would be the Oklahoma City Thunder. Maybe they win a game, maybe they win two. Thunder in five, Thunder in six. I think that's the most likely outcome. But for the first time this season, as Knicks fans, we can dream of a Larry O'Brien and not have it be wish casting. It is now a real dream in blue and orange. And it is awesome. We are just getting started here on a Tuesday morning. You better you bet on Westwood One Sports with Nick Costos, presented by BetMGM. We'll get to Major League Baseball coming up later in the show. We will talk National Hockey League and the Stanley Cup playoffs later in the show, and a little National Football League to start next hour. But on the other side, how the San Antonio Spurs blew game one last night against the Minnesota Timberwolves. Nick Costos and you here on You Better You Bet.
The Thunder and Spurs are one series away from a collision course with the MVP finalists. Are we really on the verge of a Wemby versus SGA conference finals? We're just one round away from finding out. Westwood One Sports.
If you want unlimited talk, text, and data on a super fast network, Big Wireless will sell it to you right now for as little as $70 a month. Or you can buy it from Pure Talk for half of that. I'm talking about unlimited talk, text, and data for just $34.99 a month. But wait, there's more. When you switch to Pure Talk, you'll be switching to an American wireless company that's committed to keeping 100% of its customer service in this country. I appreciate that. In fact, that's why I switched. I also appreciate the way they support our vets and our skilled workforce. Dial #250, say micro, and get unlimited talk, text, and unlimited data for just $34.99 a month. That's #250, micro. Stop paying twice what you need to pay for the service you want and switch to an American wireless company that actually stands for something. Pure Talk.
Indeed presents hires you can't afford to get wrong, like a hospitality manager at a five-star hotel.
So I just checked into room 318, but someone was in there.
Room 318. Oh, you were supposed to be booked in 813, which is now booked.
So what do we do?
How about rock, paper, scissors for who gets the bid?
This is a job for sponsored jobs.
This is what happens when you don't sponsor your job on Indeed. Next time, get matched with quality candidates with Indeed sponsored jobs. Visit Indeed.com/hire now and sponsor your job today.
The cost of mesothelioma treatments can exceed $400,000, and families often face losing their homes and life savings just to pay the bill. The Rights and Claims Department of Fleet Cooper has helped victims secure financial support they need to pay for their care and ensure their family's future. If you've been diagnosed with mesothelioma and don't have legal representation, call Flint Cooper now at 800-606-8169. Time is running out for you to file a claim, so don't wait. Call 800-606-8169.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter x.com/AI.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
Hi, my name is Lloyd Lockridge, and I'm the host of a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore. In this podcast, I'm going to have people on to tell unusual and sometimes far-fetched stories about their families.
I've heard my whole life that she invented the margarita.
And then we're going to investigate those stories and find out how much of it is true.
He gets a patent 1 month before the Wright brothers. Oh my God.
Please follow and listen to Family Lore, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.